Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Alaska State Senator Loki Tobin has introduced a bill to expand the state's Board of Parole from 5 to 7 members, aiming to improve fairness, transparency, and accountability amid declining parole approvals. Since 2021, only about 25% of parole applications have been granted, and since the COVID-19 pandemic, hearings and releases have dropped significantly. Advocates, including the ACLU, argue this contributes to overcrowding, despair, and suicides in prisons. Tobin's bill proposes adding diverse expertise to the board, including professionals in healthcare, addiction recovery, and tribal representation, while removing a criminal justice experience requirement. The legislation seeks to address systemic issues such as Alaska Native overrepresentation in prisons and lack of clear guidance on parole decisions. Tobin emphasized rehabilitation and redemption, noting parole denial often hinges too heavily on past offenses, despite incarceration and program participation. The bill also mandates annual reporting to improve transparency. A new labor study has been released. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
A long-delayed state salary study reveals Alaska is falling behind in competitive pay for most public employees. According to a review by consulting firm Siegel, state salaries average just 91% of Alaska's own 65th percentile benchmark, which is used to gauge competitiveness with other government and private sector employers. Among 36 job groups, only 4 met or exceeded that target. Biological science and executive roles ranked among the least competitive, while craft, labor, and public safety positions fared the best. The study also found that Alaska's complex salary system, spanning more than 250 pay ranges, is outdated and difficult to adjust for market changes. It recommends a streamlined structure and regular review. Union leaders and lawmakers say the findings confirm what they've argued for years: low pay is contributing to high vacancy rates across state agencies. At last count, the state's vacancy rate hovered around 16%. The study's release follows months of delay and pressure from legislators and labor unions. Officials say the data will now help guide future decisions on how to improve employee compensation and retention. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Soldotna Fieldhouse booking policy was established at a Wednesday Soldotna City Council meeting to ensure fair access, efficient use, and alignment with the city's goals of promoting community recreation, economic benefits from events, and opportunities for all age groups. The City of Soldotna Parks and Recreation Department manages the scheduling and upkeep of the Soldotna Fieldhouse, a key community recreational facility. Parks and Recreation Director Joel Todd says the bookkeeping policy for the Fieldhouse is a hierarchy of who would have access and when. The different user groups and the city-sponsored programming and events would have first priority.
Typically, these are things similar to like what you would see at an ice rink, which would be the public skate or the learn skate programs, where we know that these are valuable times and days for the community to access that facility.
After that, they would start booking historical events, specifically ones that are economic drivers for the community, like home shows, sports, and rec shows. According to Todd, these events are often planned over a year in advance. Then they would proceed with youth sports and adult nonprofit sports, which would be similar to the KPHA and high school programs that are currently on the ice rink.
So this just gives us an opportunity to work with each user group. More details would be in our procedures. That would all come just in-house with our staff.
For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.